We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support from the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
I grew up in Caribou, Maine. I am an Air Force brat, so we were stationed at Loring for 15 years until Loring closed in 1992. We just love the area, so my entire family lives here. Maine is an amazing place to live and raise a family. It's a great place for kids to be. There's so many different diverse experiences that they can have, especially in this area where we have kind of a city, kind of outdoors. It's a little mix of everything. The Maine Troop Greeters started unofficially in Desert Storm, Desert Shield time, which was 1991. We officially incorporated in 2003. That's when we started counting. We, of course, have had over 1.5 million troops through our doors. I, myself, got started in 2011. Being a troop greeter is an amazing experience. All we offer is a handshake and a smile. It doesn't cost anybody anything. It just takes a moment of your time. We have greeters that come out and just go through the line. 300 troops coming at you and you're shaking hands. And that's just enough right there. We have other greeters that stay for a while and chat and bring, you know, service dogs out for therapy purposes. So it depends on your level of participation, but all you really have to offer is a handshake and a smile. I was also an Army wife, and my husband had deployed at the start of the current conflicts going on. And I understand as the troops come through and they haven't spoken to their spouses or they can't wait to meet their kids or see their kids. So I do feel very, very connected to the troops as they come through. My name is Allison. I live in Hamden, Maine. I'm a nurse and a troop greeter. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.